we are once again with Stephen Rick from Kina Mutual Group. How are you, sir?
Very good. Doing good.
All right. Hey, you just gave a presentation called Beyond Disruption. For those few folks that didn't attend, what was it about?
You know, that whole phrase disruption has been kind of the big business bud word in the last few years. So we're talking about what credit unions can do to move beyond disruption, actually not be disrupted by other financial technology firms, other progressive financial institutions that may be stealing business from them, but basically how to be a disruptor themselves. And so we kind of laid out six bullet points about what credit unions should do. One is the idea of being member-centric. You know, credit unions are basically set up to maximize member value, not to maximize profit like banks.
Right.
So what can we do to actually become member-centric?
Yeah.
Focusing on our members' needs, knowing and understanding what our members need before they actually do.
Right.
And so that's one key takeaway. Two, creating a full omni-channel experience. You know, there's about five basic channels that you can access your banking. You know, you got your phone, your mobile, your online, your branch, your ATM. We're making sure each one of those channels have consistently high quality. They're seamless. You can move frictionally from one channel to another channel, from my phone to online. It's just important that every channel is functioning at the highest. Another one is having big data analytics.
Okay.
Understanding what your members need and want by looking at the data, you know, turning data into valuable information and marketing and cross-selling products and services to your members. Another key takeaway was experimentation. You know, experiment. Try to find new products and services your members want. And some things are going to fail, but hopefully they fail in a small way, at a low-cost way.
Fail
but
fast,
you got to experiment. Yeah. You got to be trying new things. And then another one is just basically making strategic decisions today. Do we want a big data program? Do we build it ourselves? Do we buy it from somebody else? Do we partnership with the QSO because maybe we can't afford it, we don't have the IT? But basically make a decision now, look at what you can do, and if you can't do it yourself, find a QSO or somebody else to do it for you. So basically, moving beyond disruption are six key takeaways to stop you from being disrupted, because a lot of credit unions are losing membership today, especially small and medium-sized credit unions. They're losing asset size. And they're being disrupted either by Silicon Valley, these high-tech startup firms like Lending Club, Prosper. We've all heard about them.
Even PayPal and Google, that's those guys.
And but there's also, we're being disrupted by banks and large progressive credit unions. And so we got to make sure we're keeping pace. You know, it's that old saying, everything in life is relative. You know, you may be growing your membership 1%, but other credit unions are growing the membership 6%. And they're growing faster, they're achieving economies of scale, getting more efficient. And they're succeeding and winning in the long run. Because in the long run, efficiency always wins. And so you need growth. You need membership growth and asset growth. And that was the whole, what Beyond Disruption was talking about.
Yeah, I like the trying new things and being member-centric, because if you're member-centric, the profits will come. The business will come because you're doing something good for, I mean, look at a company like Nordstrom or Costco or anything like that that has exceptional customer service, you're going to go back there time and time again. Same thing with the credit union.
It's all about understanding and meeting the financial needs of your members. Since we're not a bank, we're not trying to maximize profits. We're trying to maximize the membership benefit. You know, we call it the MVP, the member value proposition.
Oh, I like that.
It's got to be continuing to grow and expand each year. You can't be happy with the membership value you present this year. It's got to be improving every year.
And when you mean trying new things, trying new technologies, things like that,
new products,
mobile,
and services, you know,
changing
up your website, changing up your mobile banking,
so
increasing the capabilities, the functionality of your mobile banking. You got to keep pushing that forward every year. You can't say, oh, we got that remote deposit capture where people can take a picture of their check. But no, that was 5 years ago. What is the new functionality today that people want? That maybe I can make payments directly to you on my phone app, or you and I can share payments at a restaurant through a phone app. That is where we're moving. So the functionality is always moving forward.
I'll be able to pay for that with my lapel button or the button on my shirt. I mean, that's true, because MasterCard already has that out, and the Internet of Things is here, you know. Have you seen the Samsung refrigerator commercials? I mean, we're paying for milk on your refrigerator now. It's cool.
And you have the camera in the fridge to see everything you have on your phone.
And so credit unions, I'm assuming, can be the top card in that digital wallet and to buy all that type of stuff?
That's what they shoot for, increasing that share of wallet, increasing the number of products and services per member. Trying to shoot to get up to 6 to 7 products and services, because you know, efficiency and economies come from not just scale. We always hear that phrase, economies of scale, but it also comes from economies of scope. Getting 7 products really creates an efficiency in your institution. So if you want to grow, you got to have economies of scale and economies of scope.
And you mentioned all the channels that are out there, like, I mean, desktop, ATM, branch, mobile, et cetera, et cetera.
Tablet, phone, yes.
Oh, my God. And yes. Be consistent about each one of those?
And technology is not cheap.
No.
As we know, the labor pool is extremely scarce today, and it's very expensive. So a lot of credit unions are investing in IT. But like I say, if you're a smaller credit union, to get around that, there's CUSOs out there, there's partnerships out there, there's ways to pool resources to afford this very expensive IT.
Yeah. And we're in a very unique industry, as you well know, that we're very collaborative. We share, so we can do this type of stuff. So
that's
very
true.
Cool. Stephen, always an adventure. Thank you very much for that.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.